people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Back when I was in my 20s, I had collected inspirational quotations for years, and I decided to put them inside of a little jar and give them away as a gift to friends for Christmas. And one of my friends owned a glass block company, and his sister was a buyer for Nordstrom, and he got me in front of her, and she actually bought some of these, and this actually went on to become a very successful product. If you flew back in the day, you would have seen this in the middle of the SkyMall catalog. It was often featured in the middle of the SkyMall catalog, and I was 29 years old when I came up with that. All of that, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. I'm just saying that I've been on this path of personal development from the very, very beginning. By the way, don't forget, don't worry, I do have a song picked out for us, and I'll remember to share that. The quotation, the idea with this little rascal is that you reach inside and draw a quote. And I drew a quote for today. I'm going to let you all select the quote that I talk about for tomorrow. So, the quote from today is by the great Brian Tracy. Now, just a little bit of context of Brian Tracy. I drove around. I had everything Brian Tracy ever recorded. Inspirational, motivational guy, also very practical, especially when it came to sales. He made me tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, by just breaking selling down and explaining how to ask, how to find people who need your product, and then how to ask them to purchase it. And it was about service. And I really liked that. The quote that we're going to share today from Brian Tracy is, if what you are doing is not moving you toward your goals, it is moving you away from your goals. Let me say that again. If what you are doing is not moving you toward your goals, it is moving you away from your goals. The book that we talked about earlier, which is many times I've talked about this book, is the Napoleon Hill book. We all think of Think and Grow Rich, but nobody knows about this book because Hill himself didn't think it would ever be published. It's called Overcoming the Devil, something like that. It has to do with the devil. It's not coming to my mind. Defeating the devil, outwitting the devil. Anyway, the idea is that the devil, your thing that keeps you from being, getting, having, doing everything you want. The thing that does that is what's called drifting. Drifting means losing your focus. And again, the quote is, if what you're doing is not moving you towards your goals, it's moving you away from your goals. We all have things that if we were to write down 5 things, 10 things, and we've done this, and I thought this would be great because we're closing out June. And at the beginning of the year, we all sit down and we sit and think, well, what is it would make this a good year? Do you remember back in January, I invite you to sit down and do exactly that. What would make 2021 a good year, and write that out? And so my question is, how are you moving toward that? But more importantly is, number one, have you drifted from it? And if you have, chances are you're not going to get it because you're not moving toward your goal. You've drifted, which is okay. The point is, we all drift. We just need to continue to remind ourselves to come back. And the other thing is, if you're not moving toward your goals, you're moving away from your goals. How many of you, and I'll be the first, I'm going to raise my hand before I even ask the question. How many of you sometimes or even oftentimes don't get things into your day that you know are very important to you? For example, every day for the last several months, I've been doing this particular type of stretching, and it has really helped some degenerative issues I have in my neck. I don't have the pain as often or as severely. And yesterday, I was so busy. I was so busy watching TV, playing Scrabble, playing pickleball, that I just did not have a time to go and do that. So it's interesting, whenever we say we don't have time to do, and this is going back to the Brian Tracy quote, it's either taking us toward our goals or away from our goals. We have to ask ourselves, number one, what are our goals? Are our goals or our values? Do we value being healthy? Do we value being limber? Do we value being comfortable in our bodies? I realize that whenever a police car goes by, I start talking more to kind of cover it up. And I get a little out of breath. We drift. So here's the thing. Last night, I'm going to admit it. Last night, my daughter and I almost finished the entire first season of Ted Lasso. And this will have been my 15th time watching every single episode. Now, I don't remember how many episodes. They're either 10, 12, or 14. I think it may be 14. 14 divided in half, that's 7 hours worth of programming, 85 hours over the last few months. What else might I have accomplished? Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, as long as I feel good about moving towards the goals I have established. Does that make sense? Take that in. You've got to know where you want to go. And if you're moving in a comfortable pace towards that, then sit around and watch TV or do nothing. Do whatever you want to do all the time. The thing is, if you've got goals that you are not moving towards, and if you are using the excuse, let me say that again, the excuse of not having enough time, take a look at the things you do have time for. It's kind of amazing. I remember listening to Brian Tracy, and one of the things he talked about was getting up a half hour earlier than everybody else so that you would have 30 minutes to read, to write, to just be quiet, to just have a cup of coffee, et cetera, before the world gets up. And I do that now, but I remember back then thinking, wow, it was like I had found a half hour in my day and was still able to do all the things that I like to do in my 20s, like, you know, go to bars, go dancing, hang out, go see friends, go to movies. I still had time to do it all, and yet I was able to get up and to focus my day. So it's almost the end of June of 2021. Ask yourself, do you still remember what it was that you thought was going to make this a good year for yourself? How are you doing on it? And whatever the answer is, be kind to yourself. If you're like, well, I'm doing terrible and I'm no good, you're never going to get there. You only try to improve the life of someone you like. Let me say that again. You will only try and improve the life and the situation of someone you like. So you have to start by liking yourself. And liking yourself means not getting caught up about stuff you have not accomplished yet. There's always going to be that pile. Focus on the things you have. And more importantly, ask yourself, how might I carve 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes out of my day to just try and figure out where I might be drifting and to understand that I can begin to apply the same rule Brian Tracy gave. Carve 30 minutes out of television. Carve 30 minutes out of Netflix or whatever. Or even do something that's part of your goal while you watch TV or something like that. It's kind of amazing. One of the things, this is small. We all have little small things. Twice now, Teddy, who is, by the way, under the desk. Well, he was. Don't know where he is now. Anyway, Teddy has gone to the groomer and had to be completely shaved because he was matted. Now, he wasn't completely matted, but he was matted enough that the groomer was like, I ain't going after this for $40. And they just shaved him. And then he looks terrible. He doesn't look cute. So I had set this goal of continuing to keep him, you know, groomed. And it seemed like a big deal to sit down and for 10 or 15 minutes to sit and groom Teddy. And what I realized is, of course, I can do it while I watch Ted Lasso for the 16th time, which I don't need to do. The show's coming back out in 3 weeks. So ask yourself, are you drifting? Number one, focus on what's important to you. You will go in the direction of your dominant thought. That is simply a fact. That's the law of attraction. And you will attract to you what you are focusing on. When you drift and you scatter, you attract a scattered life. So what is it that you want to attract? And begin to focus on it again. And number two, one more time, I'm going to give you the quote, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity to select the quote that I'm going to talk about tomorrow. Here's how, in just a second. The quote is from the great Brian Tracy. And if you've not looked up Brian Tracy, it's B-R-I-A-N-T-R-A-C-Y, you should. It's starting to rain. I love rain. If what you are doing is not moving you toward your goals, it's moving you away from your goals. If what you're doing is not moving you toward your goals, it is moving you away from your goals. When I read Millionaire Secrets by Degrassi, I can't think of his first name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. When I first read that, I realized that's one of the first things he said. He said that millionaires, people who are multimillionaires, people who are uber successful, they don't sit around and doom scroll on Reddit all the time. They're focused on other things. They're focused on things that are related to their goals. They are looking at books, they are watching videos, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if it's not taking you towards your goals, it's taking you away from your goals. All right. So today's, I'm going to give you an opportunity. First of all, questions, comments. This is your chance to share. I have picked out four quotes. I have not looked at any of them. They are 1, 2, 3, and 4. We have four colors that are inside the apple of a day. They are green, sort of a rose color, green, rose, red, and white. Green, rose, red, and white. Everybody gets a vote, and as soon as I get an idea of how we are drifting towards or which one we are going towards, green, rose, red, or white, pick a color, and I will read it, and then we'll know. Today's song of the day, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. What is the song of the day? By the way, thank you to those of you who click share. That is so important. This is how we build this positive community. And you get your friends and family in here, and they're like, wow, I didn't know that everybody was so into this positive thing. This is great. Let's get into that. So, all right. So the song of the day, what is the song of the day? At the end of this, we are all going to listen to this song. And as a result, we are going to unite and expand our consciousness. I went to the Unity Church a couple of weeks ago, and I remember feeling so great afterwards and thinking to myself that, again, as we've talked about, that idea of our parasympathetic nervous system, when we relax our parasympathetic nervous system, that we become calm because that's our fight or flight nervous system. And when we relax it, great. One of the ways to do that is through exhaling longer than we inhale. And you pretty much have to do that when you sing. So one of the reasons I think we feel good going to church, singing. Okay. Absolutely. There is a clear winner here. I see that, Kathy Cruz is the only one to click share. How about click share, everybody? All right. The winner is green. The winner is green. So here it is. Experience is not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens to you. Aldous Huxley. There is actually almost an identical quote in Ted Lasso. You've heard that youth is wasted on the young. Well, don't let the wisdom of age be wasted on you. How do I know that? I've seen all the episodes 15 times. All right, everybody, enjoy today. Make it a great day. Remember, as soon as we're done, listen to the song of the day. The name of the song is Don't Worry by Frank Turner. Cynthia, thank you for clicking share. Alexa, play Don't Worry by Frank Turner.
Here's Don't Worry by Frank Turner on Amazon Music.
Enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.